goes to see his doctor. And the man says, "Doctor, my arm really hurts." The doctor says, "Well, what's wrong?" "Well, it hurts in the morning, like when I wake up." The doctor says, "Well, do you sleep on your side? Do you sleep on that arm?" And the man said, "Yes, I sleep on that arm, tucked underneath me." And the doctor said, "Well, you're going to have to stop sleeping on that arm." Which the man says, "Well, I can't do that." Then the doctor says, "Well, I guess we're going to have to cut it off." Nothing like an amputation joke to get people going after that gospel, huh? I mean, all of this talk about cutting off feet and hands and plucking out eyes. The joke, however, does point out that we want it all. We often want it all in life, and we don't like to do the challenging thing, do the hard thing about, you know, training ourselves to sleep different, perhaps, or just doing almost anything different. We don't particularly like it. We'd rather have it all. We'd rather both sleep on our side, on top of our arm, and not have that arm hurt. And yet Christ calls us to something greater. Christ calls us to greatness. He knows who we are capable of being, and so he challenges us with this gospel today. It is a challenge. It's not easy to hear all of this talk about amputations and all of this. And yet, here we are. We can begin with our first reading, however, Eldad and Medad, two interesting characters. Hebrew legend has a little bit that adds to it, but ultimately we don't really know much about Eldad and Medad other than the fact that they didn't get out of the camp, out to the tabernacle, to the temple, to where Moses called down the Spirit upon them, the 70 elders. So apparently there were 68 elders at the meeting tent, and two of them left in the camp. Maybe they slept on their arm and it was hurting. I don't know. We don't really know why they were late, why they weren't there. I have a feeling, though, given the history of the Israelites out in the desert, that they were probably mad about something. It's almost a guarantee, it seems to me. Every time Moses turned around, somebody was fussing at him over something. "We're hungry, we're thirsty, we don't like this food. You gave us this food, we want other food." All kinds of stuff. Over and over, the Hebrew people berate Moses, and part of his desire to lead the people better is to call down the Spirit on these 70 elders. But I kind of imagine Eldad and Medad have something wrong. Or maybe they didn't like one another, and they each thought that the other had gone to the meeting tent. Whatever it was, they had separated themselves from the community. They were still in their tents, but they were supposed to be at the meeting tent where they would meet God. Whatever it was that held them back, held them back. They didn't go where they were called to go, and yet the Spirit of God still descended upon them. This, in juxtaposition with our gospel, is a reminder to us that even though we may cut ourselves off from the community, even though our sinfulness and our waywardness may cause division amongst us, God desires to heal that wound. When Jesus is talking about it is better to enter into life, meaning everlasting life, maimed, we have to recognize that he doesn't really think that we are entering into eternal life maimed. Jesus doesn't believe or doesn't insist upon us actually hurting ourselves, actually enter into eternal life missing limbs or eyes. And yet he does challenge us. He does put this challenge before us. And we are healed, ultimately, when we let go. When we let go of whatever it is holding us back, and each of us has something. each and every one of us is called to conversion time and time and time again. Each of us is called to come closer, to be invited closer to Christ, to let go of one more thing and be healed. Not so that we would enter into life maimed, but rather to have a body that is healed of the wounds of sinfulness, to be made whole by the grace of God. The letter of St. James reminds us today that earthly goods wear out, that whatever it is that we're holding on to, whatever it is that we focus on in this world, will decay. It will fall apart. It will get moth-eaten or corroded. It will not be what we hope it will be. We can cling to it and thus not reach out for Christ. Christ is challenging this today in our gospel, and he desires all of us to be part of that body, to be part of his body, to be his body together forever in heaven. He is calling us into this challenging relationship where we trust to let go. Christ, time and again, do you trust me? Do you love me? Will you let go of that? Wherever our feet take us that isn't towards God, whatever our hands hold on to that isn't of God, whatever our eyes see, our ears hear, our lips speak, whatever it is that we do in our lives that drive us away from God and one another, Christ wants to heal that. We must let him heal that. And oftentimes in healing, there is that pain, that difficulty of letting go. And yet Christ desires to heal us. Christ desires that our feet guide ourselves and others towards him. Christ desires that our hands point the way to the kingdom and do the work here on earth. Christ desires that our eyes, our ears, and our lips proclaim and behold the kingdom of God before us. Christ desires to infuse our lives with this. Celebrating Priesthood Sunday, we celebrate a priesthood that goes back more than 2,000 years. We celebrate a priesthood that is part of Moses' tradition that he handed down to us. Thankfully, and if there was ever a moment to say thanks be to God, we celebrate the unbloodied sacrifice. Christ's blood has already been spilled for us once and for all, and so we celebrate today a sacrifice that doesn't include shedding blood. And yet, as a priest, we are called upon to still wield the knife of sacrifice, that sacrifice is now a spiritual sacrifice wherein we, as priests of the baptized, all of us called to be priests through our baptism, are invited and challenged to take that priestly knife and to offer sacrifice, to remove ever so gently that which prevents us from being one with Christ. Let us today accept that challenge and be comforted in that difficulty, knowing that he is right there with us. He is calling us to something that may not be easy, may not be immediate, but is ultimately for our good. Let us be healed. Let us be restored in Christ's eternal life.